It's the Muppets with John Denver on B104.3. I love the, I think it's the chickens. I don't remember. So funny. Okay, good morning. This is Morning Go on B104.3. And we have announced our Jingle Bell Rock clue card location. I will have that for you coming up after the Daily Dust. Yes, it's time for the Daily Dust. I'm so happy.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Yes, let's dish. Okay, so, by the way, the Daily Dust is brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So on yesterday's Drew Barrymore show, she's so good at this. She surprised Ariana Grande with Glinda's wand from the original Wizard of Oz.
I have something that's extremely exciting and special. It was owned by the Smithsonian. Bring out the original Glinda wand, please. That is the original wand from the Wizard of Oz. So there you go.
Oh, Rihanna joked about how she was going to run away with it. It's actually in a private collection now. It's not for public display, so that's why that's pretty special. Chapel Roan's Good Luck Babe is ranked as the number one song of 2024 by Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, whatever. Daniel Craig set Stephen Colbert straight on the pronunciation of his last name during his Late Show appearance.
Say my name.
Daniel Craig.
Well, now you're doing it right.
Why, did I say Craig?
Yes. You don't hear the difference?
One more time, please.
Daniel Craig.
Is that right?
Daniel Craig.
Well, the first one sounded like... Say it, I'm sorry.
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig.
Ooh, I hear the difference. That is subtle.
It's not that subtle. It's Craig. But that's not how we say things in America. I don't know why Daniel Craig... is so crabby. Shailene Woodley says talking about her relationship with Aaron Rodgers makes her cry, probably because he made her cry. The Gilmore Girls' Lauren Graham's Lorelai, Scott Patterson's Luke, and Sean Gunn's Kirk are all in a Walmart ad together.
Luke? Kirk?
Kirk?
Lorelai?
Coffee, 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 please.
Coming right up.
Luke, you shouldn't have.
I had to. You're drinking me out of business.
Ha, thank you. With top brands, they'll love your mom. Give the gift that shows you get them.
Yeah, I scrambled the company name, but he actually gave her a Keurig. So if you know, you know. Eminem's mother, Debbie Nelson, lost her battle with lung cancer. She was 69. No word on whether they had reconciled prior to her death. Kieran Culkin, who played Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay, now has two kids of his own, but says they haven't been allowed to watch the holiday classic yet. He actually explained.
There's still some scary parts. For the 3-year-old, there's the tarantula. There's the guy at the end who said, I'm going to bite off all your fingers. That's scary for a 3-year-old.
It is. Yeah, it is. Barry Manilow has accepted a lifetime residency in Las Vegas. And on Today with Hoda and Jenna, Hoda Kotb recalled a former boss body shaming her.
I played basketball in high school, so I always assumed I was in shape. And I still remember my boss going to me, hey, Hoda. And I was like, yeah. He goes, hey, maybe I got an idea. Maybe you might want to try to get on the treadmill.
No.
Yeah. He said like that. And I go, what?
Yeah. It is never okay to criticize anyone's body, especially if you weren't asked. And we've got a dirt alert. Okay, y'all. Britney Spears was on Instagram. First, she said she turned 5 years old on Monday.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
Okay, so first of all, she's not 42, she's 43. And secondly, does she mean like because she was released from the conservatorship? Because that's only been 3 years ago, not 5 years ago. And she said she moved to Mexico because the paparazzi is so mean to her and filmed her in a way that she looks like she's wearing a Jason mask from Friday the 13th. That's a comparison I did not have on my bingo card. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And what can I say? But what is happening here? It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go at B104.3. Bye.